What's Up? Median Weekly Earnings by Educational Attainment. United States Second Quarter, 2008. Less than a high school diploma, $449. $23,358 per year. High school graduates, no college, $620. $32,240 per year. Some college or associate's degree, $727. $37,804 per year. Bachelor's degree and higher, $1,105. $57,460 per year. Unemployment rates and educational attainment, 2005. The following table shows the number of 25 to 64-year-olds in unemployment as a percentage of the labor force aged 25 to 64 by level of education attained. Australia, lower secondary education, 5.9%. Upper secondary education, 3.3%. Higher education, college or vocational, 2.9%. University, 2.4%. Canada, lower secondary education, 9%. Upper secondary education, 6%. Higher education, college or vocational, 4.8%. University, 4.4%. New Zealand, lower secondary education, 3.8%. Upper secondary education, 2.2%. Higher education, college or vocational, 1.6%. University, 2%. United Kingdom, lower secondary education, 6.6%. Upper secondary education, 2.1%. Higher education, college or vocational, 1.9%. University, 2.1%. United States, lower secondary education, 9.9%. Upper secondary education, 5.1%. Higher education, college or vocational, 3.6%. University, 2.3%. Source, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Education at a Glance, 2007. Available at www.oecd.org/edu/EAG2007. Some of the most important guidelines for your life are found in the pamphlet For the Strength of Youth. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency, See the End from the Beginning. Ensign, May 2006, page 44. 10 Study and Testing Tips. 1. Take good notes in class. Focus on the important points. One hint is to make sure anything your teacher writes on the board is in your notes. 2. Attend class every day and pay attention. 3. Complete all of your assignments and do them on time. 4. If there's something you don't understand in class, ask about it right then. 5. Try to set aside a study area in your home where you can be free from distractions. 6. Don't wait until the night before a test to study. Make a schedule with time to study regularly during the week. 7. As you study, try making charts, graphs, diagrams, and lists from your notes and textbooks. 8. Try studying out loud. Read aloud. Talk to yourself about the important points. Even ask yourself and answer the questions aloud. 9. Get a good night's sleep before exam day. Eat a good breakfast that morning and take a few minutes to review your notes and charts. But remember, this should not be a cram session. 10. Check every one of your answers on quizzes and tests at least once. Importance of GCSEs in England. In England, 22% of employers say they would not recruit job seekers with less than 5 good GCSEs, General Certificate of Secondary Education, sort of like a United States high school diploma, or the vocational equivalent. And 15% completely ignore resumes if the applicant does not have these basic qualifications. Of the employers who would recruit someone with less than 5 good GCSEs, 47% would only offer unskilled positions with low pay and limited prospects. Source: UK Learning and Skills Council News Release, August 24, 2006. Available at http://readingroom.lsc.gov.uk/lsc/2006/externalrelations/press/nat-gcse-dropouts-unemployable-pr-aug2006.pdf-seminary.lds.org. Have you seen the great resources available at seminary.lds.org? You can download music, scriptures, a student study guide, reading charts, bookmarks, and scripture timelines. There are also fun activities to help you with scripture mastery. Learn to find, memorize, and understand and apply these scriptures to your life. You can even get information on Institute. Cheating myths. Everybody does it. It's true that lots of people cheat, but not everyone does. Besides, your personal integrity has nothing to do with what other people do. Cheaters get better grades. While cheating might be beneficial in the short term, it can have long-lasting consequences. If you get caught, you might fail the test, your class, or even get suspended. It's not worth losing people's trust. And even if you don't get caught, you'll know you cheated. I've got to cheat to keep up with my classmates who do it. If you cheat to earn a good grade, what have you learned? Plus, if you don't know the material, future study is harder. Learning is the goal of education, not grades. End of the article. What's up?